Right. So we have a lot of things we could start with here. Can we start with what appears to be the hottest topic on the planet right now? Squid Game. I've watched one episode last night, and my wife said, I don't need to watch that anymore. And I'm like, oh my God, we got to keep watching. But of course, what that means is I will keep watching and she can go her merry way and watch other things, or we'll watch other stuff when we watch together. Have you seen it?
I have bypassed it. My house is like your house, because my husband barreled through one episode and said, you have to watch this. And he told me all about the first episode. And I was like, I just don't think I do need to watch it. So he proceeded to watch the rest of the series over the course of under 24 hours.
All right.
He just so happened to be off of work. And yeah, he did not move, like zombie, didn't move. Best thing ever. I don't get it. But yeah, Apparently your wife and I are in the minority.
Well, no, my wife and you think like you folks think, and we need you folks. And for the rest of us who are sci-fi / crazy premise TV show junkies, it's great. And the premise, for people who don't know, and I won't tell you much that isn't already kind of open knowledge, but basically it's a South Korean TV show predicated on the notion of a bunch of people who are deeply in debt agree to participate in a game in order to win a big prize, and then what they don't realize is that the game has some really unpleasant consequences involved for playing. I'll just leave it at that. That's as little as I can say.
You're basically gonna die. You're basically gonna die.
Some people are gonna
just
die.
It's that simple. Yeah. You just don't know it going in, but you're gonna die.
Yeah. So anyway, and, you know, if that sounds horrific to you, well, I think it's meant to be a horror / social commentary, and we'll see where it goes. And it does have that super creepiest of all possible creepy musics that I won't play for you. Switching gears now. Staying on Netflix for a second. Why did Netflix change the aspect ratio on the Seinfeld? Why did they shoehorn this into Letterboxd size, what was a TV show to begin with? Why would they create shrinkage? Why?
You know, Netflix, I think, has actually had a little bit of, I don't want to say a tricky time bringing Seinfeld to their platform, but they really thought deeply about it, and they've invested like $500 million in doing so. And so every single aspect of it has been under a microscope, right down to even just the way some of the episodes are not going to fly and sit like they did 20 years ago. So I'm not surprised. You know, they looked at everything and revamped every bit of it that they could to meet what they perceive their audience to be right now in this moment.
So what they're basically saying is, we're going to cater to the people who expect this aspect ratio and a fuller screen, and we're going to change the thing because you old people who care, there's not enough of you.
Nailed it.
And the rest of you won't know what you're missing, so fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Jason Aldean and his wife. Who knew that there might actually be conservatives in the world? I mean... Who knew that they might sing country music? I mean, who knew, right?
See, I absolutely 100,000,000% support you supporting whatever it is that you believe.
Right.
And that's why we have the freedom of speech and freedom of belief and all that. But I kind of do have an issue with putting that onto your itty-bitty children that can barely speak.
I agree with you about that. But go ahead, say what you say.
Yeah, so basically they dressed their kids up in anti-Biden suits and have, you know, had some people jump on the bandwagon and think it's fantastic. And then, of course, you have the other side that are horrified. And then you have, I guess, the people like us down the middle that think that your kids shouldn't be a promotional tool, maybe. And I don't know. So, yeah, they and his wife, Brittany, that's her name, right? It's Brittany.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She had the photos all over her social media. And so, like, you couldn't miss it. They knew it was going to get traction. And I don't know. I mean, we were told not to exploit their children, so I have a hard time watching them then exploit their children.
So I'm 100% for her wearing anything she wants to wear as a political statement, no problem. As a conservative, I'm uncomfortable with putting political messages on kids. I think that they can't, you know, it's a weird way to say it, but they can't consent to that. you know? And so if you're going to use them as the representatives of a viewpoint, they ought to at least be able to understand the viewpoint, let alone be able to give their consent to it. So I think it is exploitative. Yeah, I don't like it for whatever cause. And I know pro-lifers do this with kids, and I think it's a mistake. And
exactly.
That's all.
It doesn't matter the cause. To me, it just sits very badly.
Yeah, exactly. And now you can teach your kids whatever you want to teach them. Fine, no problem. You know, cultivate views, and if they then want to express themselves, great. But I don't think you should tell them the stuff they're supposed to say in public by what you put on them like that when it's controversial. You know what I mean? I'm with you. Hey, last thing, real quickly, just because it's come up quite a bit, and it's a very strange thing. Emily Ratajkowski says that she got basically groped by Robin Thicke when they were doing the Blurred Lines, and she was naked on the set, and they're all touching and rubbing and doing stuff because it's a pretty aggressive video about a pretty aggressive topic. And she says, now, he was drunk, he groped me, the director tried to stop it. What should we make of this?
You know, I don't know why it's come out now. I don't know why we're talking about it now. But I do know that the director has weighed in and said, yes, this is exactly what happened, and I shut the set down immediately.
Right.
So it is true. And we also know at that point in time that Robin Thicke had admittedly had one heck of a drinking problem.
Yep.
So I don't know how much denial there would be to this story. Obviously it's wrong and it's inappropriate, and whatever you were paid to do versus the liberties that somebody else took on set, they're totally different situations. But I don't know why we're talking about it now and what the motive of that is.
Well, I mean, clearly she's selling the book. So, you know, anything that's exciting, and, you know, now she claims that it was released without her consent, that element of the story, which is, of course, sort of the exact thing to begin with, only in a different form. But yeah, and she even says, I wouldn't be famous without that video. I wouldn't be I wouldn't have my level of success without that video. So it's in a way, it's a sort of microcosm of the entire Me Too movement where, you know, women are exploited or treated badly and then, you know, wind up benefiting from it. But of course, that's sort of a Faustian bargain for them, of course. Well, I just wanted to get you.
Go ahead. That's just it, though. You walk into a situation, you sign on the dotted line, you sign the contract, you know that you're not going to be dressed for this. So you're choosing to allow yourself to be exploited
clearly
for financial gain. But then suddenly there's boundaries, and there are those boundaries. But it's a weird collision of right and wrong, because exploit me, but not too much.
Right.
It's weird. It's hard to process, and it's a weird way that our society works and thinks. I don't know. It's strange to me that we agree to some things, but we all have these boundaries, and her boundaries are rightful. And, you know, the director, like we said, chimed in, but it's just so weird how the mindset shifts and suddenly what was okay is no longer okay. And we all have those boundaries in our heads.
And I know a lot of people, their reaction to this story is, you're naked on set dancing around and doing stuff.
Yeah.
You can complain that the boundaries were broken, but you kind of set yourself up for difficulty. And that kind of stuff maybe shouldn't happen in the first place, which doesn't make it okay. I mean, but that's exactly right. Hey, Kate, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.